Evans is here. Jonathan Nelson is here. Good to see you guys. Welcome back in the studio. Appreciate y'all popping in. These guys are going to be fighting this weekend. This is probably, I've lived in Arkansas almost 20 years. This is
the
busiest sports weekend I think I have ever seen in Arkansas. You've got the high school basketball championships in Hot Springs. You have Rebel Stakes weekend in Hot Springs. You have the SEC tournament going on. You have the Sun Belt tournament going on. There's something else going on, too, this weekend. And now we have a great boxing lineup this weekend at the Little Rock Metroplex. Which
the
is
volleyball.
Saturday. We got volleyball in the Rock.
Volleyball Little Rock.
Volley in the Rock at Statehouse Convention Center. There is truly something for everyone. So if you want to see it, shoot, punch, spike, or whatever else. And probably be good weather for going fishing this weekend, too. Anyway, all I know
it's
is
all
this.
Good.
You got options. You got options. Guys, welcome back. And tell me a little bit about what's coming up. Jonathan is in a loser goes home fight for his nickname.
Oh, yeah. This cat got the same last, the same name, Jonathan the Sensation Corn.
His last name is Corn.
Yeah.
You can't lose to some dude named after a
and
vegetable.
And what does he got on his head? He's got some, it looks like he got a rooster on his head.
Is he Native American?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I
that was my first thought, but you don't see that a lot. You don't see a lot of guys posing in headdress for a boxing promotional
you don't.
Poster. So what do you know about this cat, other than he's named after a vegetable?
I don't know too much about him, but I know he got good taste. The Jonathan the Sensation. So obviously his mom or dad had a good, pretty good taste.
That is amazing. The same first name and the same nickname.
Right.
Yeah. You should legally change your last name to Zucchini just for the weekend. Just see what he thinks about that.
You get a chance to watch any video on him?
No, I haven't even seen too much
about
the guy.
It is amazing.
I've seen him fight.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah, he can fight.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
He
be able to.
Well, let's make it at least interesting. The thing that kills me is there is not a lot, or not to me, enough tape on guys like you guys who aren't, you know, if you're not on HBO or Showtime, good luck. I mean, it's right. Tough to come
that's
up
good,
with.
That's good, though. That's good.
Well, it's harder to be scouted that way, right?
Good.
I guess that's a
good
point.
A good
for our purposes, we like to see the fights happen, though, if we can't be there in person. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Okay, so what do you know about him? Do you know what his record is? Where is he from? That kind of thing.
I have absolutely no information about this guy.
Do you know if he's going to win this weekend?
I know that. That's one thing I do know. Okay. He is not going
to
win.
Are you going to try to ask him any questions at the weigh-in?
I'm going to ask him, there's only one Sensation in town, so after this fight, he got to change his name.
After you punch him about 15 times, ask him what Sensation he's feeling at that point. So, Keon is the boss. He's the only boss on the card this weekend, which is good.
One and only.
Who are you fighting?
I'm fighting Johnny Frazier from Las Vegas.
Really?
Yes, he's a tough guy. He's a veteran. He's been around for a long time. He's fought some very good fighters. And it's going to be a really good fight. It's my toughest opponent to date. I can honestly say that.
How many fights have you had professionally?
I'm 8-0 with 5 knockouts. I just fought on a Showbox undercard January 17th and scored a 4th round knockout.
And what are you fighting at? What weight?
I'm fighting at 130, lightweight.
130, okay.
The weigh-in is Friday at Cassano's. I was at the last weigh-in. Our buddy, the boss over here,
you
decided.
You didn't weigh in, did you?
No. David's scale didn't go up that high. Our buddy Keon, the boss, decided to get into it a little early with his.
Was there a little talking?
His opponent.
The thing about that is, like.
He flung him off the stick.
Oh, he got physical?
He got hip. He did.
You hip tossed him?
Well,
yes.
The guy, I was just talking. Like, I was just doing the mental part of this business, which is very normal.
Right.
Usual. And some guys just get a little too emotional, and he got too close. So
I think he busted his sunglasses and everything. Yeah, this guy, he went on stage trying to get weighed in with his sunglasses on.
Did you beat him up, too?
Didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I beat him up.
You beat him up at the weigh-in, and then you beat him up in the ring?
Yeah, I beat him up.
Did you knock him out?
No, I dropped him 3 times in the 3rd or 4th, whatever round it was. But, you know, sometimes it happens that way, but.
So I was just asking you guys in the break, when do we get a Vegas fight? It's been a long time since we got to watch Jermaine in Vegas. We've had some great moments out there. I'm going out for a convention, which is not nearly the same. There is nothing better than a fight weekend in Vegas.
Oh, I'm sure you'll see a couple fights. Maybe around the blackjack table. That's
the
about it, though.
Canelo rematch is the next weekend.
Oh, is it?
You ought to go out.
I love it.
That'd be fun.
The redheaded Mexican.
I love fight weekends in Vegas.
Canelo just fought Saturday.
Who's the fight this week? There's a fight the second weekend of April. Maybe that's not the one. Obviously not. He's going to fight that quickly.
Oh, Pacquiao is fighting.
Isn't there a rematch fight, though?
Yeah, he's fighting Timothy Bradley.
Okay, Bradley, thank you. There you go.
That's going to be huge. That's the weekend after this?
The weekend after the I'm out there. It's like the fourth weekend of the – it'd be like the 12th. It'll be the Saturday. Okay.
So who you got? Who you got on that fight?
I don't know. I thought I mean, I don't know. I if you would have asked me like a year ago, I would have said I'm not picking against Pacquiao ever. Unless he fights money, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Pacquiao looked great in this last fight.
I didn't see his last fight.
Is he is he back to not worrying about getting votes and worrying about getting hit? I mean, that's my whole thing.
He's just
with
trying
him.
Not to get blood tests or urine tests, I think is his deal.
I don't blame
him. He finds it an invasion of his privacy.
I mean, he looked great, though. He fought a really good, determined fight. From what I saw in his last fight, I think he's back.
Okay. That's good. Good to know. Maybe I'll take that Mayweather fight's still out there.
That would be fun. I'd still pay a lot of money to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the biggest fight out there that's available, you think, money-wise?
I think so.
Yeah. Ooh, Floyd and Pacquiao?
Yeah. Floyd and Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Would you pay to see them?
Definitely. I'd pay to see Floyd fight anybody.
Would you go on the undercard if they offered it?
Definitely.
Just checking. Just trying to help you out.
Definitely.
So how many fights do we get total on Saturday?
We have nine fights, total of nine fights.
This is Heat and The Rock 2.
We have a nice, real nice lineup. We have George Gonzalez, Terrence Dumas. We have the boss here going to be making this co-main event.
Last time there was some MMA, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not going to be MMA.
Not this time.
Okay.
This time.
But there are really only good competitive fights.
Right. Yeah, Kian only does MMA at the weigh-in.
It was a great hip toss.
That's impressive. You never wrestled,
did
you?
Went flying everywhere. It was amazing.
I'm not really a good wrestler, though.
Okay.
That's really impressive.
That's tough. Let me ask you this. Ronda Rousey said she could beat up Floyd in MMA.
Ronda Rousey is crazy.
She is crazy.
Good-looking crazy, though, right?
Do you think she could take you out if it was no holds barred?
I'd give her a couple rounds.
I bet you would, buddy.
I bet you would. You'd be like, you could take me down. I know how you work.
You want to roll around on the floor?
Ronda
okay.
You think she could take out Floyd?
No.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, not even close.
How much does she weigh more? What's she weigh? 160?
I think she's like 150.
Okay. Well, she's got a little bit on him.
Yeah, they're about the same way. Maybe. No, there's no way she can beat him.
He fights at 54, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
he'd be happy to. Yeah, I guess.
Do you understand how much of a villain he would be, but whooping a white girl's butt in the ring? Think about it. He can't win in that situation.
I am anti-violence in general. I'm certainly not on board with dudes hitting girls in any capacity, but I would love to see Floyd knock her out.
I would too, but he would be a villain. You can't just whoop
not on
white
this show,
girls' butts in the ring.
Not on this show.
Not on this show.
I don't care if she's white, black, or candy striped. I want him to knock her out. I can't stand Ronda Rousey.
But one thing about that, Ronda Rousey knows a lot of submission holds.
Yes.
Floyd doesn't know any.
No, he better stay on his feet.
Grab him.
That's why I asked.
That's the only one that maybe works.
Initially, when I saw that, I said, get out of here. And then I thought, maybe. Could be interesting.
So what happens? Does she go for it? The boys?
He's got to stay on his feet. If he got taken down, it could get ugly.
Did she go for the groan kick?
Oh, she'd go for whatever she got to do. You think she cares? She's snapping chicks' arms. You think she's worried about grabbing Floyd's boys?
Right.
Little Floyd and little Floyd's Floyd. Buddies?
Not the boys. Not the boys.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Rhonda. I think she'd do whatever. She fights dirty, I guarantee you.
All right, guys. So
what
Saturday,
time's the weigh-in?
Right?
What time's the weigh-in Friday?
12.
At Gasano's downtown, the River Market.
It's at 12.
Okay.
1 p.m. Friday.
1 o'clock.
1 p.m. Friday.
Not 1 p.m. Eastern, but 1 p.m. Central.
Right.
1 o'clock Friday, and then you can have some pasta or pizza or whatever.
Pasta. Good luck, gentlemen.
On Saturday, the fights start at 7 o'clock. Nine fights.
Nine fights total.
And tickets start at $25.
$25 and go up to $50.
Okay.
And the last time I was there, they had beverages. Do they have that again this year? Beverages.
Yes.
Adult beverages. Kids' beverages. It was a great time. I had a great time last
Otherwise, they'd fight in a church. Of course, they got beverages, my man. That's beautiful.
Yep.
All right, good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Good luck, fellas.
Jonathan, tell that dude he's got to give up his nickname if you beat him, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. He must do that. He cannot go home with the same name.
And if you lose, you're going to have to find something else.
Well, we're not going to talk about that. That's not going to happen.
You know, if you change your nickname to The Zone, we could probably give you a little sponsorship money.
We need
to
sponsor these guys.
I'd be fine with it. When you fight in Vegas, we'll give you some money. You guys hook up the Vegas fight, we'll hook up the cash. When we come back, we're going to talk about another event going on here.